Is it always this dead on Wednesdays? Yeah, I guess. Should we go? Okay. Yeah, go ahead and finish your drink. Oh. Wait. Hang on. Who is that? In the corner. With the purple top and low-cut jeans. Over there. I thought you knew everyone on campus who comes here. A freshman? You don't think... No. There's no way. Right? I think I'll go talk to her. Does that mean I can have the apartment for a few hours? Hey, I am not a... Well, yeah. I actually am. I'll text you if anything happens, okay? Wish me luck. Hey. Hi. Sorry. I just... Well, this bar has a lot of regulars, and I've just never really seen you around. So I wanted to introduce myself. Are you okay? No, it's just you're bright red. Is this your first time in a lesbian bar? I mean, it's okay if it is. It was my first time once too, you know? I do come here a lot though, yeah. Mainly just because there's no guys. They make everything worse. So do you want a drink? Not to be weird or anything, but... Oh, you are a freshman. No, that's not bad. I'm just surprised. I know I wouldn't have had the courage to have come here myself when I was a freshman, so... I mean, kudos to you. I wanted to ask, you came by yourself. Does anyone else know you're here? Really? No one? Not even your boyfriend? Oh, wait. Sorry, did you say boyfriend? Oh, a boyfriend back home. Right. You're a freshman. No, it's not supposed to mean anything. Just a lot of people who go away to school and stay with their hometown partners, well, those relationships tend to be kind of short-lived. Why? Oh, I guess I don't know. A new environment? Wanting new experiences, too? Plus, I don't know about you, but when I was a freshman, it was just like... horny 100% of the time, so you just kind of want to... Sorry. That's kind of just how I talk. So, do you miss him? No. I only say it like that because you're certainly by yourself in a lesbian bar on a Wednesday night. It's just not the typical behavior for a straight girl with boyfriends, you know? It's totally fine, though. I'm sorry if it feels like I'm teasing you or making fun of you. I really do understand. If I'm making you uncomfortable, I can just... Oh, good. I'm glad. Like I said, I know how scary the first time is, so... Sorry, I just have to ask. The whole boyfriend thing... I take it it's not really working out. Really? Oh, what makes you think he knows? I mean, he might. Do you think he'll be understanding if it's you who tells him? Oh yeah, then you're probably better off coming up with something else for the time being. He sounds like a bit of an asshole, by the way. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page. So if you were dating guys in high school, and he doesn't know, I'm guessing you don't have much experience with girls? I mean, like, in a romantic sense. Or a sexual sense. Never? And not even, like, a little secret experimenting with your best friend or something? Wow. No, it's not a bad thing. I'm just surprised. But I guess that's what coming to college is about, right? Oh, sorry. My roommate's calling. I'll be right back. Hey, yeah, I'm still at the bar. No, it's fine. Look, I'm coming back soon. I don't know if I'll be alone, but can you just, I don't know, hide in your room or something? No, this is not just horny brain. She's never been with a girl, and I don't... Of course, now you understand. Look, if I'm coming back alone, I'll text you, okay? Thank you. I owe you drinks next time. Sorry. Yeah, she's fine. She just couldn't find the corkscrew. Listen, I'm gonna say something really weird, and if it makes you uncomfortable or whatever, just forget I said it and you'll never see me again, but I think you're really cute. And I'll be honest, the thought of being with you and it being your first time, I know what I wanted my first time to be like. And I just, I don't know, I'm rambling and nervous and weird, so I'm gonna kiss you and then I'm going to walk away. And if you're not into that, that's totally fine. And if you are, I'm walking back to my apartment. So, yeah. Wow. I mean, okay. Bye. Hey. Yeah, me again. I'm coming back. Oh, I'm coming back with someone. I'll see you soon. So what made you decide to follow? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I should have told you about the tongue piercing. I hope it wasn't weird or anything. Thank you. I love it. I call it the life changer. You'll see why. Come on, I'm just around the corner. Yeah, I do have a roommate, but she'll probably be locked in her room by the time we get there. She likes to go to sleep early, usually, and it's getting kind of late. I hope you don't have morning classes tomorrow. Why? Aw, you're so cute. In a good way, I promise. Here, it's the one on the right. Sorry if it's a mess, and a little small. Okay, come on in. My room is this way. We don't really have a lot of common space to hang out unless you want to sit on a kitchen counter. And this is my room. I know, off-campus living is very glamorous. Hey. Shut the door. And come here. We can just do this if you want. I don't mind. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable or... So I meant to tell you this before you, put your hands under my shirt, but, my nipples are pierced too. So is your boyfriend good at eating you out? No. Oh, sweetie. Once? You mean like once ever? Whew. No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just, well, you'll see why I call it the life changer. Here, sit on the edge of the bed and take your jeans off. Aw, I'm tying my hair back in case things get messy. It does if you're doing it right. Just relax and close your eyes. I promise I'll start slow. Oh, wow. All that making out really got you wet. Oh, no. It's a good thing. A very good thing. You're still a little tense, I can tell. Take a deep breath with me. Okay. Are you ready? Good. You taste really good. Yeah. Faster. Oh, okay. Hold on to my hair. Whatever you're feeling, just let it go. Just let it go. You're getting close. Okay. Yeah, just come whenever. Whenever you're ready. Oh, wow. Oh, you taste amazing. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, you don't want me to? Good. Oh, I won't. Oh, fuck. Here, watch what I can do with my tongue piercing. You must have liked that. Fuck, you almost tore my hair out. Yeah, fucking come in my mouth again. Fuck. I want to feel it again. Good girl. Now you see why I call it the life changer? fuck. Wow. You came all over my mouth. No, it's a good thing. It's a really fucking good thing. Lay back. I have to get you out of these fucking clothes. Just relax. I'm just gonna move your legs. Oh, you'll see why. Yeah. Oh, grab onto my hips. No, grab tighter. Oh, you're really gonna need to hold on. Why? Well, because... let me just show you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, it feels really good. Yeah, we can just grind as fast or as slow as you want to. Oh. Oh, fuck. Faster? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, did you just come again? Yeah, my sheets are fucked. Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care at all. Since I missed watching your face, I guess I'm just gonna have to make you come again. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, play with my piercing. Oh, fuck, play with me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, just keep doing that. Oh, fuck, I'm getting really close. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So, oh, was that good? Yeah, it was very good for me. I just wanted to hear you say it. Wow. Yeah, you can stay here. Oh, we should both get some sleep, though. Why? Well, because I'll probably wake up tomorrow and want to do this all over again.